Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Are we ready?
Are you ready to rumble? Dun, 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 Mortal Kombat.
Are we starting?
I don't know.
Let's.
Boy, that's the way to start a show, isn't it?
Are we starting?
Are you ready?
Are you
starting?
Ready?
Christina will start. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Am I in the frame?
Barely.
Fine.
I think it's fine.
Y'all, I said in the frame for us. For those watching on Reality Gaze Intimate Portrait.
Ooh.
Welcome. You remember, there's a space in this couch, and this is for you to sit with
honk,
us.
Honk, honk.
It never feels, no, not appropriate.
You're not really here, though.
Fine. Fine.
Goop, goop, goop.
Y'all, this is part two.
Part deux.
Of Hey, season one, episode. No,
hi. That's single life. Season
hey,
six.
Episode three. Forgiving three. Is not forgetting.
Are we really loud? Is that what it feels like? I feel like I'm screaming. I think it's over the
air conditioner. You know what? We can scream over the air.
That's true.
Your new, I bought Poodle new foundation, and it looks flawless.
I do like the way I look in it. I feel like a lady. Like a fresh-faced young girl.
I'm at the point now where...
In private school.
I need to wear concealer just if I go to Chevron at this point. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Yeah.
Must be rough being that old.
Yeah.
Looking that old.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Must be rough looking like an old, dilapidated house.
Someone hasn't talked about their dark circles at all on this show.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's the only thing I would get filled in are my dark circles. Everything else is great.
I have notes. Y'all, let's jump in. Who are we talking
about?
Do
we have announcements?
Extreme Sisters, the first two
Extreme
episodes
Sisters.
Are up. So jump into Extreme Sisters. Also,
don't forget your Tums. It's gross. Real gross.
I love it. Y'all, kind of, as someone's, you know what? Talk about something interesting. I'm pulling something up.
Oh, maybe I can talk about in French poetry, there's this scansion.
Okay, I just found what I needed. Never mind. We're done. We're done. I just want to say.
I was just reading about it this morning.
Some of your comments, like one person wrote, you guys are always funny, but there's just something about these recaps that has me rolling on the floor.
Extreme Sisters you're talking about.
Yes, Extreme Sisters.
I will say, I think it's funny. I think probably the episodes wind up being funny because things are really real and you're getting our honest reactions. We're not sugarcoating anything.
No.
And it's great when we can, we do really well when we can react to things that are big, that are shocking.
Some of you have requested, you said, I will pay for the $15 tier of reactions of you watching this.
No, you're not getting it. You're not going
to
get
time to make it. So I'm just telling you that I appreciate that.
I would have to take breaks. I would have to take breaks.
And basically, and someone also said that I don't, what is it? It's somewhere basically said where, the point at which the twin with the infected tooth proclaims that she just opt to live on antibiotics for the rest of her life, only just to have sex 5 minutes later, was the point where I completely sympathized with Poodle and where I questioned why I was watching this.
Yeah, I every moment I'm watching it, I think that.
So, but some of you said, I don't know what's better, listening to Poodle being grossed out by this or listening to Maddie laugh at Poodle being grossed out by this.
I'm glad your cruelty, people enjoy it. And my utter, just my abject rage at having to watch it.
It does make me enjoy it.
The first
it.
Two episodes are on our free feed
They're on our free feed, and then it's going to jump to the $8 tier on our Gatreon and our Super System. Yep. So y'all
disgust, y'all. Get into it. And everyone's, it's very in for 2021.
If you're watching
being
this
disgusting.
If you're watching this on Intimate Portrait, you already have it. So there you go.
You already got this, too.
Oh.
Whoa!
You already showed your nipple last episode. We can't have this happen. So also I want to run some of
Yeah, you're paying for it, huh?
Somebody said basically they emailed
me. Get what you pay for.
And they're like, look, I don't know if I want your $5 tier or not. I can't remember who's instead of doing the simple Google search of who's on Happily Ever After season one, they asked me and I didn't mind because it gave me an idea of
Google is your friend.
On our classic, on our
classless.
$5 tier of the Gatreon Super Sissy of Reality Gates Extra. We just started, we're on like season two, I think, or episode two of season one of Hey.
Episode three this week.
So we're kind of in the same sink of
season
this.
One.
So we're watching, it's old Daniel Muhammad, it's
when she's going to the plastic factory. Have you seen Bob at the plastic factory? He was working here.
What's the name of the woman who works at the plastic factory?
Jasmine.
Jasmine works at... do you want a job here? So anyway, there's Jasmine at the plastic factory.
They're so desperate for workers in the plastic factory.
In Sandusky. There's Louisa in Florida, the blonde kind of Pamela Anderson looking that Mohammed said
that he doesn't. Friend. He's just friends with.
Just friend. There's Tom from Walmart, his friend that he met.
That he met in the ammo section of
anyway,
Walmart.
Anyway. If you want to be reminded of
lots
all this,
lots of figurines in the house.
We're going to drop the first. We're going to do this from now on. Whenever we start an episode,
a new season of a classic.
A new season of a classic. So this time it's Happily Ever After. Next time it will be 90 Day Fiancé.
Season four.
We're going to drop the first episode for you to just refresh. Remember and see if you want to refresh, remember, and reuse if you want to reuse that season. You get a free episode. There you go. That's it. Let's move on.
I think that's about it. Single Life. We'll be dropping.
They're listening to this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Single Life. Actually,
later this week.
I think Single Life's going to drop on Wednesday, and then our Hey episode's going to drop probably on Friday. That's what I just decided.
Hey.
Hey, the classic.
No, classic drops on Thursday, always.
No, that classic on the free feed. You know what? Just follow our feed.
Oh, the crack. So confused. It's
just follow our feeds, and when you get an alert, you'll know. Can we just say that this week? You know what? My father is calling me, telling me to come to Houston to bring him a Stouffer's fucking lasagna because he thinks that he's going to be able to eat that because of chemo, which he won't.
I'm going to punch him in his cancer face.
He doesn't understand why I'm here working when I could be sitting in Houston at an apartment when I can't go in the hospital and bring him Stouffer's lasagna. And you sissies that are going to email and say, I'll bring your daddy Stouffer's lasagna.
No, you don't. No.
It's fine. He needs to drink a protein shake.
I don't want to do that to you.
Sorry.
My mother still doesn't think I'm working either.
Stuff is going to come up when it comes up. You'll just look at your notifications.
My mother still says, you're still making money off that podcast?
You still doing that podcast?
She's like,
I don't get it, Jay Bird.
Do you have a safety net that you can, if everything goes belly up?
You moved? Ooh, did you buy a lot of furniture, poodle?
She sent me, I almost wanted to tear it up, but I didn't. She sent me a $50 bill in a card that says, hope this will help with your moving costs.
And you're like, it's so expensive to move in Los Angeles.
You got another $1,000?
Did you tell her that you bought a computer too?
No.
So, does she understand?
She'd probably start sending me $20 bills on the weekly.
She still doesn't get Cameo either, right?
No, Cameo. She's still, because I was talking to her, because Mother's Day was yesterday.
Oh, and did she get her gift yet?
It's coming today.
Flowers?
She was okay. We talked it over.
Okay,
I sent her some Amazon stuff, so she was fine. But I said, yeah, I've been doing Mother's Day cameos today. Well, I guess I could have bought one. You could have sent me two. I could have bought one to talk to you. I guess anytime I want to talk to you. And I'm like, well, I can only just send you a message. I can't really talk to you. And she's like, well, I guess I can find a way to talk to you that time. Caw. So my mother used Cameo as a way to chastise me for not calling her enough.
Wow. Yes.
Guess I could buy a Cameo.
Wow.
Now, first of all, she'd never figure out the app.
No, never.
First of all.
What is your mother? I don't know. I probably asked you this before. What does Mother Poodle think about you calling people calling you Poodle? Does she know that?
She just looked at, yeah, she knows that. She goes, Poodle. What is that? What does that even mean? And I said that she's referred to as Mother Poodle, and she's like, what? The look on her face is everything, y'all. If you've ever seen my face go like this, my mother has the same look.
Except she's chewing on her jaw.
She chews
on her jaw all the time, like Rebecca.
She just goes, why would they call me that? Mother Poodle. What makes me a poodle? I said, because you're my mother, and they call me that. She goes, they know about me? And that's when I said, oh, they know a lot. And she goes, I bet you tell all kinds of stories. I bet I'm just an embarrassment. I bet I'm just a laughing stock. Glad you're making money off the backs of your family. Can't be a lot, though. You know, you can still, it's not too late to get a real job. My father did say that to me about 4 or 5 years ago. Son, it's not too late to get a real job.
You know what? My mother said the same thing. She said, son, just, I'm so glad you're having fun, but just remember by the time you're 40, you got to get your life together and get a real job.
And you know what? You're wrong. Suck it.
Suck it. Anyway,
I can pay my bills. You gonna pay my bills?
You gonna pay my bills? Let's jump in to this season 6 of Hey. Okay, who are we starting with, Poodle? You told me and I forgot.
Michael.
We're starting with
Angela and Michael. And y'all, I live in Los Angeles, and it's so ridiculous that I know
Where she ordered food.
Takeout. And she got it from Tender Greens.
I was like, where is this from? I know that logo. I know that
Tender
logo.
Greens.
And I went, Tender Greens. And then I went, y'all, the chicken soup from Tender Greens
is delicious.
It's delicious.
Everything's good at Tender Greens. I don't know if it's nationwide, but it's a fast casual chain. Salads,
yes.
Like chicken, steak, and they have sides and things like that. It's very good. I enjoy
it's
Tender Greens.
It's very good.
Very
transparency.
Much.
I know the owners. But it is very good.
The entire owners?
One of the owners of it. Yeah, yeah. I went to school with his wife.
Why have I not been getting free food? We have ordered Tender Greens.
He's very nice. He brought me, when they were developing the West Hollywood store, he had me come in because he's straight. He's like, I've just been asking all my gay friends to come in and tell me if they feel like this is an inclusive place for them.
We order Tender Greens all the time. Why are we paying full price?
They're very nice.
Nice don't make my bank account say thank you.
We do order it all the time. It's very
I'm
good.
Not ordering them without a comp anymore. You're asking him for a comp. We're talking about it on the goddamn show. We're giving him fucking. Oh, we're no. This is not gonna fly. The fact that I just swore my allegiance to Tender Greens on our show will not be unrecognized. I am getting every month, I'm getting like two entrees for free.
Okay. We'll see.
What's his email?
You know what? I'll work on it. And when's that merch coming?
Next week.
All right. Maybe okay. They'll be there at the same time.
Fuck you and your I know Tender
now,
Greens.
I'm going to say something.
Mr. Tender Greens.
Which maybe will make up for what just happened. But y'all, Poodle is right. Because now that I've been back in Oklahoma, my father probably would eat this soup and say, what's wrong with this soup?
Yeah.
When you're from, and what it is.
You're not used to things that aren't.
I'm really
your
getting
own
interested actually like on a personal, like I'm getting interested in learning about food deserts and things like that in the country just because food inequity is a real thing.
Oh yeah.
And it is. I'm amazed at what I actually eat because I eat a lot and I'm not too picky, but I'm amazed that
you used to not though.
And my brother eats a lot too because he's at barbecue and he'll try all new things. He won't do sushi, but my sister-in-law loves it. So he'll kind of like.
But when I first knew you, you would not eat a lot of new vegetables.
I didn't eat a lot of vegetables.
I had to make you learn
my
to
mother
eat vegetables.
Cooked vegetables. And they were horrible.
Right.
Because they were always like canned vegetables. Right. That were just cooked and like.
I had to make you. You could.
I'd never had roasted vegetables until I lived with you. I'd never heard of that. I didn't know you could roast broccoli in an oven and eat that. And I was like,
you're welcome.
But this is good. I really had
maybe I can get my Tender Greens.
I really had to thank our roommate Lindsay for that when we lived with her, y'all.
Yeah, not me at all. She didn't cook shit. I did all the cooking.
He did all the cooking. So,
fucker.
But you were right in that. So you grow up with this palate. And so Angela might not have thought it tasted good, but their chicken soup is delicious.
Well, it's her palate. She's used to lots and lots of salt. Probably lots
and
lots
of
additives.
And she smokes, so doesn't that affect your taste buds
too?
Yeah,
it's deadened.
Yeah.
So she's used to lots and lots of, so she probably can't taste a lot of the subtlety that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, palate desensitization is the thing, especially from smoking. And if you're used to having meat in three, where the only seasoning is salt, maybe some pepper thrown in there.
I made my dad just a beef stew. And I used fresh herbs.
What'd he do?
Did not like it.
Yeah.
Did not like it.
It was a weird taste, probably.
Yeah. And then I made it again and just used everything dried and like a French onion soup mix I put in there and made it with that. And he was like, this is the best damn stew I've ever had.
Yep.
So it's just what you're used to eating. Right. So.
Lots of that French onion stuff is just all salt. And also milk solids.
Yeah.
Sometimes they put
this is becoming another podcast. But anyway,
my father has a shitty palate because his mother wasn't a good cook, and my mother has to put he'll eat a lot now. But when they were first married, my mother would try to cook stuff, and my father would only eat steak and potatoes.
Yeah, that was my dad.
And now he eats everything. Now they only eat like fish. And they're basically all they're like Natalie. They I eat fish, crab, vegetable.
Yeah. So now Angela basically says that her family's going to have
lifestyle change. I love that.
It's
actually working.
It kind of felt real when she said it because I'm like,
I've seen you do that before.
I've literally seen you do that in the middle of a boot camp class while you were crying. So,
lifestyle change.
On an elliptical. Lifestyle change. So, I kind of appreciate this. She's not going to discuss what she's going to do with her family. She's like, it's for me. I'm doing the best for me, and that's what I'm
going
to
do. I kind of respect it.
Also, I respect that, too.
Also, you're not living your life for your family.
Exactly.
Or even Michael.
As a lot of mothers do. They live their lives for their kids, their grandkids.
And y'all, JoJo comes in.
I'm JoJo.
I'm so happy to see her, Sissy.
I'm happy
JoJo.
To see Sissy. Y'all, that's what we do. That's our friend. We call her Sissy because that's what you do back home.
She tells JoJo all about the doctor touching her boobs.
Touching her boob. And she doesn't talk about the part where she hit on him inappropriately.
And remember, y'all, if Michael did that to another woman, she would kill him.
Someone said in the Sissy Squad, they said if Michael got his temperature checked by a female doctor, Angela would go ballistic.
She would.
Or maybe it's Instagram. But I read that and I was like, that's fair.
No, she would.
She would totally freak out. And so she's worried about telling her Michael, but it's the day of the surgery. Y'all, she's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, and I'm not going to defend it, but this woman, she says, I've been smoking for 45 years of my life. She's 51 or 54. So she smoked when she was 9 or 10. Can you imagine little Angela? She's like, hey there, y'all.
Oh, hey there.
Give me a smoke.
She was smoking at 9 or 10.
She said 45 years of smoking. That's what she said because she's 54 now.
Wow.
Yeah,
I could
kind of
see Little Poodle smoking or having a martini.
Hey there, y'all.
That's probably in the book. When y'all illustrate Little Poodle, remember, he's got to have a ciggy.
They say he's going to put hair on my chest.
He's got to have a ciggy.
But in a cigarette holder.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I won't ever, it won't ever touch my lips.
Whoever questioned that. So, anyway.
Bring back cigarette holders.
Or not. Or just don't bring back cigarettes. I think we're good with that.
I think she's nervous about telling Michael about getting her breast reduction, and she's going to be under anesthesia for longer because of that surgery. And I kind of love how public this conversation about boobs and boob size
is. I love
it
too. I love it too.
Because she's not shying away from it.
No.
They're talking about how even Michael says, in Nigeria, it's prized to have a woman with big breasts,
mm-hmm.
and they're not shying away from it.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how heavy her boobs are,
5 pounds each.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
And we've had a lot of sissies get breast reductions because of back problems.
Yeah,
and you know, boobs we think of, especially for straight men, in our society, they are some type of erotic thing for men to look at and for women to be proud of, but also if you have huge boobies, it's gonna hurt your back.
Yeah,
you know, or like when you run, you're gonna get hit in the face.
Yes,
you know. So it's,
I mean, it affects Angela's breathing because
right.
the weight
when
is on her lungs.
When she said that, I was like, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch.
And so it's
imagine if your balls were 5 pounds each.
That would make wearing a romper difficult.
Yeah. I mean, ouch.
I kind of want to wear a male romper this year. Do you think I can pull it off?
I mean, maybe.
I'm kidding. I would be the most pretentious person alive.
You know,
I'd wear one at a live show. I would wear a male romper at a live show.
When you get something up your ass and you want to do it, I can't stop you.
I don't want, but I feel like it'd be hard to pee in. You'd have to take the whole thing off.
I just have to let you experience it and then let it burn out in a blaze of glory in front of your face, and then you come back to me.
It's good that you have a
I know how to handle you.
Good. Gotcha. So she's smoking and then
she decides to call Michael.
Yeah.
And now look. The way it's not great the way Angela is telling Michael about the surgery.
No, she's leading and leaving things out.
She wants him to be jealous.
Yes.
She wants him to be jealous because if he's jealous, then that makes her feel loved.
Or it makes her feel like she needs to be wanted and chased.
Yes.
Because that's what, and she needs to feel, because jealousy, when Michael feels jealousy for her, that's something that she cannot get in America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like, it gives her this, so.
Yeah, it makes her feel beautiful in a way, which
is weird.
It's gross
the way she's telling him. And because, and this comes back later, because Michael talks with his brother about this. But it makes sense. So it's a little jumping ahead. But when later when Michael talks to his brother asks why she's getting this done. And his reason is because she wants to be sexy and hot.
Right.
Michelle. Angela never leaves with her health and says, she always does that. She basically talks about, I'm doing this. I'm going to be sexy. I'm going to have high titties and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then Michael says, wait, but Angela. And then she comes back and says, aren't you concerned with my health? And I'm like, but you never led with that, Angela.
And I'm not to defend her, but I think, yes, it is her health, which is probably her main concern. But she likes to play it off by saying, I'm going to be hot because I'm going to do that.
Yeah. She won't talk about her health because she's scared of
dying. Because that's her own mortality. Yes.
But she's manipulating him and putting him into a corner and basically just starting.
Like her manipulation with him. Manipulation with cake. You can manipulate me with cake.
I put a lemon bar, he would make me stop the show right now because he won't eat on camera.
No, I won't.
Or he would just go off for 5 minutes and I would be sitting here looking at y'all and y'all would hear.
It'd take me 10 seconds to eat it.
It'd be like Gollum.
He's talking to his brother Yakini and saying in Africa, Yakini even says in Africa, you know, it's for men have 100% control over. He's like, but Angela is a different person because in America things are different.
Also, Yakini can get it.
He's hot.
Can you get it?
He's a little older than Michael.
I'm fine with it. He's one of those men that would like lay me down on the bed and say, let me teach you something. And I'd say, sure. Let me be
this
a student,
feels like you're
daddy.
Fetishizing him and it's gross.
Not him. Not because but I do like an older man. I do fetishize older men. Y'all, if you haven't had sex with a man
we need to
50s,
move on.
You haven't done it.
We have talked about this. But Yakini is also very concerned because Michael is here and she's over there. So they immediately think that if she gets...
been talking about this.
Right.
Angela's been saying, I'm going to be sexy. I'm going to go to bars, have people look at me. Angela, she knows Michael doesn't get... It's like Angela says, and he takes it for face value.
He does.
He doesn't know that she's kidding, or he doesn't know to read her insecurity.
He doesn't know that American men, by and large, don't want Angela. Don't want a 54-year-old woman who smokes, talks like Angela does.
Yes.
Especially in Hazelhurst, Georgia.
Yes.
You might, in other places... You might have a 54-year-old woman who's divorced before who can kind of find love again in America, but you usually need to probably date 54-year-olds or older.
Yes.
It happens, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Angela wants a younger man.
She does.
And this is the way to do it.
Yep.
It's like Big Ed. I'm just a kid at heart.
Barf. We can't even compare her to Big Ed.
I agree.
She's manipulative and talks abusively, but it's
nothing's,
not on that
nothing
level.
As bad as Big Ed.
Not on that level.
So they are on the way to the hospital, and she needs to call Psychic Tracy.
Psychic Tracy.
So evidently that's her Christian name.
That's her Christian
Psychic
name.
Psychic Tracy. Tracy.
Why did I just now think of that?
Because I have to show you everything like that. And she said, you know, Tracy's never been wrong. And Tracy says to focus on yourself.
I'm going to pause you real quick. Y'all, I think this is a time for a segment we like to call Reality Gaze Theater.
It's longer. I wish you wouldn't do that just to piss me off.
No, I did that right that time.
No. It's longer. That's what you didn't do. No, you went to the trill early.
Well, you make me nervous because you're always eyeing me and looking at me and going,
I like.
Why don't you just relax?
I like
and
to
let
do
me
things.
Express.
I like to do things correctly.
You know, I'm a feeler. I'm an artistic person.
That's questionable.
Are you playing Angela or Psychic Tracy?
I don't know.
Who would you like to play?
I can play Psychic Tracy.
Okay, great. All right. I'm playing the role of Angela. Poodle's playing Psychic Tracy. and sing. Tracy. Tracy.
Angela, hey, it's so we're driving good to talk to you.
Oh, hey, what are you doing?
You know, I'm actually in Great Britain at the moment.
Oh, really?
I live near Dover.
Dover? My grandpa had a Rover Dover. That's what we used to ride on. Do they make tractors there?
Angela, I need to talk to you about something.
What? Yes, I'm calling because I'm on the way to my surgery.
Oh, I just saw
surgery. I called Michael and I'm nervous.
I just saw an orb pass over your face.
Oh, was that?
I think your mama is with you.
Oh my God. I thought an orb was a vibrator. I didn't know it was a ghost. Who knew?
Angela, you need to focus on yourself.
Okay.
Focus on yourself.
Okay, what's mama saying?
She's there with you.
Oh, she is.
She's there with you.
I see you traveling across seas. Seas?
Across bodies of water.
She's water?
Yes.
Water.
Perhaps to a different place.
Holy shit, I'm going to Whitewater Bay? Swimming? Hey, JoJo, we're going to that Six Flags Wet
and Wild. No, not the water park. I'm talking about another place.
Nigeria, baby. We're going
yes,
across
indeed.
The pond. All right. That
now, remember, no cigarettes.
Wow, that's so good, Trace. There's no way you could have known that I would be smoking and that I might one day go to Nigeria again. What?
I'm never wrong, Angela.
What?
I'm never wrong.
You are good.
And remember.
Yeah.
Call me when you get out.
What?
Tell JoJo to call me.
It's a prepaid phone. I don't have long distance. I can't do that.
Phone cards.
Can I send
tough.
You an email?
Anyway.
I got a net address.
Have a great surgery.
Oh, hey.
I have a call with the queen. I have a call with the queen in a minute.
Oh, you talking to gay people? Wow.
And scene.
Wow. That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all. I don't know if I'm going to be booking an appointment with Psychic Tracy.
I have a
Tracy.
Feeling Psychic Tracy's taken a lot of money from Angela.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Who do you think is more effective, Psychic Tracy or Psychic Maria? Who would you get a reading from?
Well, seeing as Psychic Maria hasn't charged Stephanie.
Has she?
Or maybe she's paying her. Maybe. She's on her retainer.
Maybe.
I think it's interesting. The next thing, she's calling her grandkids and calling Skyla. No one's around. And you can see Angela get so upset.
She really does.
And how she, you can see Angela get hurt.
Yeah.
And JoJo starts to cry because she's upset watching it.
It's hard having a major surgery when your kids aren't around.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of. Skyla can't come take care of Angela.
No, but it did seem like they would be around to talk that morning. It was rough.
You think that they would be, but maybe she was calling them really early at like 6 in the morning.
But it would have been on the West Coast.
I know, but they're on East. Oh, it would have been later. Yeah. Yeah. They should have answered. They should have answered. All right.
That's all we've got.
Who are we talking about next?
Oh, we should...
Actually, we should probably take a commercial
break. We should
break.
Take a commercial, but when we get back, we will talk about Andre.
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 And how many times she can say his name in a 10-second span.
And how many times Andre can say...
And how many rolled R's.
Yeah, Andre can just say... What did he call? He calls him a brat?
A bum.
A bum.
A bum.
Boom.
I'm going to not put you in touch with that bum.
I'm excited to listen to Craig.
I
want to
see
I
his
I know
bum.
Kyle's going to make fun of him, and it's going to be hilarious. All right, y'all. We'll be
see
right
you
back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
We're back. We're back with Libby, Lib, and Andre.
Lib.
And he's building a playhouse for his daughter.
Brim my asshole, Lib.
Which I'm just seeing him playing it, doing it shirtless.
Why? I don't know why he was wearing clothes.
He could. Yeah. We're three episodes in, and we haven't seen him shirtless yet.
Why are we here?
Exactly.
I just want to say it's really cute seeing. It's Ellie, their daughter, right?
Yeah, Eleanor. Yeah.
Eleanor is like trying to go outside. Their baby is strong. She lifts up a fucking hammer and it's like, here you go, Dad.
She's a cute kid.
She's a real cute kid, but
she does
strong.
Have his forehead.
Oh yes.
Although Lib's forehead genes are on the mark.
Yep.
She's
a cute baby.
So she brings him a hammer.
Lifts the whole thing up. I was shocked. Anyway.
She's a lesbian in training.
Maybe.
She's already ready to hammer.
Yeah. Good for her.
So she's like, did you sleep well? And she's like, I did sleep well. And he's like, I didn't. I keep thinking about your brother. And all I can think of is, that is also a line from gay porn.
That is. Yes, I could not sleep. I thought about
I was
brother.
Thinking about your brother all night long.
Brother.
Also a line from gay porn.
Yes. So Libby's like, we haven't really talked about, but she basically said, my dad's not going to take him seriously unless we do, like, put aside these differences. And I
think you have to, and this is interesting, like, bury, so you keep saying bury the hatchet. I think what needs to happen before you bury the hatchet is you need to air your grievances.
That's true. Do you?
And they haven't.
Do you think it's a bit of...
I think all this is manufactured.
Lost in translation? Like, what would be the expression for bury the hatchet if you were from Moldova?
Suck Moldovan dick for me.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't he you could just... bury his hatchet what? In me any day.
Wow. Wow. Not a kid show. Remember, y'all. Not a kid show. So,
Give me his peasant food.
Wow. Same. Can't lie. So, Andre is basically saying, like, after all he did, he's pathetic bum. He never apologized for what he did.
And I will say, Charlie is universally reviled in the Night A universe.
He's gross.
Yeah.
But even Libby says, she's like, the behavior is unacceptable.
Right.
But moving forward, if you want to work together, you have to work together with him. And then she said something that wasn't good. And she was like, he's like you. And
Andre lost his mind.
No, I am not like that. No, I am not like that at all. I am not like that.
But she's right in that they both are not people that apologize.
That is true.
They are not.
He'll find any way to get around that.
He will.
And anyway, so he says, Andre says, I need an apology. And I think he's owed one.
He's willing to meet, he says.
Especially in front of...
It was horrible.
In front of his parents and in front of all their wedding gifts. Yep.
Next level.
And next level. The next day, they are...
The next day.
Thank you. They're meeting up at a brewery, and she said, and he's like,
you think that's a good choice? Meeting at a brewery?
He's always drinking.
So Charlie,
I don't need to drink because I'm a real man, Charlie Bum.
So Charlie shows up. I must say, they're both wearing the same thing that stripes. Like, one has vertical stripes,
mm-hmm.
and the other has horizontal stripes. And it makes me want to bomb Florida. That it's, everyone dresses.
It's a lot of stripes.
All the straight men are just going to dress like, that way.
Libby said, did you notice the shade she kind of threw at her brother? Because she said, Charlie tries to be an alpha male, and Andre is an alpha male.
Yeah.
That was shit.
I think most of her family would agree. Charlie's all talk.
But Charlie would, I bet it, when he watched that, he was like, fuck you.
Yeah. And Andre is an alpha male, and he's disagreeable, but Andre can get in there and fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I say fuck shit up, I'm thinking about him pummeling.
He means his other mouth. The dirty one.
My magic box.
Yeah.
Like Britney says.
The mouth that doesn't speak words. It's just like it's just like that big, like, kind of worm that almost swallowed Luke and Leia in Star Wars with the teeth on it. It's just...
May the force be in me.
Wow, we just ruined Star Wars. Y'all, wow. Star Wars is already ruined because Luke and Leia kissed and they're fucking brother and sister.
That's true. It did. That ruined it for most people.
If that doesn't bother you, you might want to process that.
And George Lucas is like, yeah, kiss her again.
Sell my merch.
Kiss her again.
Sell my merch. Merch. Hasbro.
Fuck your sister.
Yeah.
We're just seeing George Lucas getting all on incest.
Wow. That scared me. So anyway, Charlie did say, Charlie's like, look, I drank too much. But Charlie...
It was the wrong place in the wrong time.
But Charlie says, and I kind of saw this all in a new way. Charlie says, I just feel like Dad is giving more favor to y'all than he has for any of us.
Charlie's hurt.
Charlie's jealous.
Yeah.
He is jealous.
He's jealous of Andre and Libby.
He's jealous of Andre. He's jealous of the way Andre looks.
Yep.
He's jealous of the way he can talk.
Yep.
He's jealous.
Oh, but that's been obvious.
He is.
But he's never said it that way.
He's never said it that way. He is jealous of everything Andre does. Because secretly, Charlie's wife wants to get fucked by Andre.
Yes.
All of those sisters want to get fucked by Andre.
They do.
None of them will admit it, but all of them want him to pummel them.
And Libby, as the prettiest sister... got the prize.
I don't think she's the prettiest sister.
Really?
She's pretty. No.
Oh, I think she's the prettiest sister.
Which one? It's they're all interchangeable. I think Jen is pretty.
I think I'm seeing too much of Jen's personality that I've seen.
That's the way
I
feel about Becky. Becky would be pretty. She just didn't always have that platypus mouth going. Mm.
Oh, she's had a lot of work done. Mm. She's had more work done than any of the others.
She looks totally different than her mugshot.
Yeah. That's how much work she's
done.
That's
how much work she's done.
Yeah. No, Jen is an asshole. It's hard for me to see.
I even think like she got her eye color changed. She probably got dead people's eyes put on her eye anyway. I don't know what you can do.
So anyway, he says, then Charlie says, I'm still upset about trying to fight at the restaurant. And Andre does, this was on camera.
And
Andre said, I apologize the next day. I apologize for, I was
and
drinking.
And remember how much he did not want to do that?
Right.
But he's right. He did it.
And so.
He went, and remember how that infuriates, because remember how he went to apologize and they almost
And they turned it back on
and
him.
And refused to accept his
and
apology.
And they were like, you got
to
tell us about your past, man. Got to tell us about why
you're
crying.
They never said like, thank you. That was respectful. They just acted like they were fucking.
Yeah. But he says,
I still don't want to. I was wrong time and place.
He still never says I'm sorry.
He's like, I didn't try to ruin your wedding.
Yeah.
And then he finally says,
I feel bad about what I did. I was, and he looks at Libby and says, I was disrespectful to you, and I shouldn't have done that. And Andre, rightly so, said, you need to feel bad for me.
Right.
I apologize to you. Fucking apologize to me.
Yeah, I mean, y'all. You know,
but Charlie knows he has the upper hand here.
Right.
And if you're jealous of someone who you know would fuck the shit out of your wife and take her to Pound Town,
yeah,
you're going to lord over whatever you can.
And then
Libby, I don't think you listen to our show by now.
No.
But if you do, never leave your husband alone
never,
with your sisters.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Ever.
I think they would. I think they would never. I think they would flirt mercilessly with him.
Charlie's wife and Andre going to Pier 1? Never.
Pier 1.
Pier 1 RIP.
Charlie says that Chuck wants him to mentor Andre. In other words, that he would be in charge. That's not going to happen.
No.
That I can't imagine Andre stomaching that. What was interesting, I can't imagine Charlie
doing it.
Yeah. So, and Charlie said, seems like you told my dad told you different things he was telling me. And I wrote down, I hate watching this. Because I feel like it's the same argument we've rehashed over and over and
I'm done again. I'm done with
Andre
fighting with her family. I'm fully ready for Libby and her sisters to start going at each other like harpies.
That's going to happen.
That I'm ready for, and I will get popcorn for those episodes.
I will say she has stood up for him more this season.
Oh, and it's going to build, and she's going to end up coming at her sisters.
Well,
that's
also
fantastic.
The entitled family thinks that they've helped their father build that company, and. No.
Like Libby said,
they've done very
Andre
little.
And his family have worked harder. They work harder over there than any of her family has
right.
worked.
And Charlie's like, we put a lot of work into
y'all,
like,
we
all
know.
This.
They don't pay some of their rental properties and then try to kick people that live out. We know people personally in our sissy
they're
squad.
They're deadbeats. And they'll find any way to get around paying taxes. Like I said before, this is the worst of America.
I agree with that. The podcasts
are the worst of America.
Agreed.
It's the most textbook, like,
I started this company with my own two hands.
And now my family helps
me run it.
I don't even think, and Andre doesn't even want to be a part of them at all, but he knows he has to do this to get a leg up, to get in, to help his family. Because the only way Andre and Lib are going to make it on their own without chucking themselves is they would have to move to like North Carolina by herself.
Yep.
And Libby will never do that.
And I think once you, exactly. And Libby has a sense of entitlement also. It's not as strong as any of the others.
And Chuck is an asshole. And guess what he does to get his kids love? He buys it.
And I think also that Libby will never be able to be out of the family because she'll feel like she'll be cut off, and she knows what she likes what she's accustomed to as well. And Andre knows that.
And Andre
wants that too.
He does.
Andre wants things.
He wants money.
He wants a boat. I want money.
They both said, like, Charlie's like, that's where they grossly, but I guess
I
it's
want
fine.
Money. I want things.
They both kind of end on
I'm
Charlie's
American.
Like, I just want to make more money. And Andre's like, that's what I want. Boom.
Right.
And they kind of say, great. We all want to make more money. Let's make more money.
In the pursuit of money, we will forsake our...
And I'm proud to be an American.
God damn, that's gross.
Capitalism. And it's just sad. I'm like, you don't want to do... But I guess...
I like money, though, too.
I like money, too. But I do like money a lot. But I like... I guess, you know... But maybe that's... You know what? I'm saying this. It's my own judgment. I want to do things that I hope make people laugh or put... You know, some helpfulness in the world.
I chose.
But you know
that.
What? I'm going to call my own bullshit. Not everybody needs to think that. You know what? Fuck me. If you just want to work and make money, then
you
do that.
You just said what I've been saying all along.
What?
Fuck you.
Fuck you? Yeah. Fuck you, poodle.
Fuck
anyway,
you, you piece
I
of
take
shit.
It back. They do what
you
they want.
You judgy piece of shit.
Wow, that's coming from Judger McJudgerson.
Hey, you're the one who called yourself on it.
It's true. Anyway, I just reversed in 3 seconds.
That's all I've got to say about them. I feel like this season is going to be a retread, except for hopefully Libby's sisters turning on her and her fighting with them.
I do too. But wait, so when I watched, like, so Libby said, hey guys, I'm going to go get a Coke. And she got up and left. And then my screen went kind of staticky.
And then
Charlie
said, I went away then too. I didn't see this. Tell me.
Charlie looked at Andre and said, hey man, you look really hot. And Andre said, I'm not into you. Get away. And then two guys from Sean Cody just showed up and Andre fucked them.
Oh.
That happened for me. And then Charlie got hit by a bus. That's when I orgasmed. I was like, whoa! Hiya!
A very specific bus.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Honk honk. Anyway, you missed it.
Okay.
All right, we should move on.
To Brandon and Julia. Okay. I think I can officially call this their storyline. This is the filler.
As I said before, they needed to wait a year to be on this show.
This is filler. So let me talk about why I think this is filler, and then we'll talk a little bit.
Snorefest.
I actually Googled this because I was trying to, and I could not find that much about...
Poodle is frustrated if we actually Google.
I'm very frustrated. I could not find much about if people who had many or circumstances of people getting denied a green card who were on the K-1 visa, if they could provide a normal, if for a couple things, that they weren't terrorists, if they could prove they weren't terrorists or spies. I think anyone can look at Julia and talk to her for 5 minutes and know she's not a Russian spy.
Yeah.
She ain't that bright, y'all. There's not just that much there.
Yeah. Yeah. If she is, then she's playing us all.
The only
Some
thing
of our
that
sissies might know.
The only thing that could hurt her is she might not have, like you said, bills to it because they keep her there at that farm.
Well, she's although they are living with her parents.
They might think it might be like
Brandon's not paying
like
bills.
A sex worker kind of thing.
Yeah, like
that might be the
only... They didn't
only,
mention that on the show.
No, but that's what I kind of thought about.
They think I a sex worker because I go-go dance?
Wait, because I have sex with men for money?
Money? No, I go-go.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that may be a reason. However, I don't... From scouring the internet for 3 minutes,
okay.
What I was able to find is usually if it's not one of those questions, even though you can get a waiver saying, because you know the U.S. government used to say, well, you have to have a job and you have to prove your usefulness. You can get a waiver for that. You can get a green card when you're on public assistance, which you know that's not. You would think, you got to support yourself and all that kind of stuff. Now the government understands that and you can get a waiver. However, so that's kind of where I was thinking. I think all this drama, and also the other reason I think this is they don't even know. They're saying, can you get sent home? I guarantee you the papers that they have about it will tell you whether
or not.
Well,
they said that. First of all, I'm a little shook that Brandon and I have the exact same car.
I was mentioning that, too. You have the exact same car.
Color and everything. I do love
You're
my car.
You're both pretty basic.
But I was like, oh, my God. You know what? It's a cheap car. I like it. But they said that the person working at the office didn't even know what new form they needed.
That's what I was just like, what?
But, which sounds like bullshit. However, I don't have a lot of experience with the K-1. But I do have a lot of experience with friends that have like adopted kids and foster care in public. So just public system. And there does seem to be a miscommunication and a funneling of information that is not very direct and kind of sporadic. So maybe there's truth in that.
Do you think?
Especially with COVID.
But for me, they seem.
Because this was filmed in like March, April.
Right.
Right when COVID. So there
no, this was after April. It was because they got married in April. So
but
this
still,
was
like
May.
March, April, May, that was still pretty new. Shit went down, and there that could be.
But
it
seems like they haven't done any of this research. They seem to know less than anybody about the repercussions of anything they're doing.
Yes,
and I guess it's interesting that on Happily Ever After, we have not seen this process for anyone yet. Because it's boring.
Because it's boring. That's a good point.
It's boring.
At least on any season we've seen it happen.
And like maybe there's trying, other ones. And they're trying to ratchet up tension.
I agree. Like, I don't think Brandon and Julia have a lot of problems.
I don't think so either.
I mean, he's happy. She gives him a hand job in a car. What yeah. straight man isn't they're, happy they're, at a wife they're that does
pretty,
that?
They're pretty simple vanilla people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think one of my favorite, you know that irony exists in the world when Julia is wearing a shirt that says, life is better in the country. I died.
I get an allergic belling, hey.
Exactly.
Died, I love you, but East Park Avenue.
New York is where I want to stay. Anyway.
How did that start? Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather to stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. Dun, 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 dun. Fresh air. Dun, 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 dun. Times Square. Dun, 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 dun. We always forgot that one. The chores. The stores.
Big dicks.
You are my wife. Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are here.
You know what? I will say, even as a child.
That's a good theme song.
I felt so sad when Ava Gabor, when he said, you are my wife. And so she had to leave the city. Even then, I said, it's a shame you're subject to the whims of Eddie Albert.
You're really fucking gay. You're so gay
I felt that way. That's a shame that he could say that, but you're my wife, so we're leaving.
You ruin everything. What did Eddie Albert do to you?
I don't know. I always felt for Ava Gabor.
She's dead, right?
Yeah. All of them are dead, I believe.
Oh, who's the one that just died? Zsa just died.
Zsa. And they had another sister. I don't remember her name. There were three. There were the Gabor triplets.
Somebody make a film about them.
Rudy.
Rudy?
Tazel. It's a Hungarian name.
Anyway, do we have anything else about them? Brandon and Julie, they go in. Like I said,
this was boring.
But Julia calls her mother and... She's
they,
like
they get the quasi they get they don't get approved they also don't get rejected
it's, and she's kind of freaking out and I have to say Brandon is being very supportive
yeah
and he's like we're gonna figure it out we'll keep trying again and again where this isn't a no it's still closer he's like the voice of positivity
give me more parents
and Julia's like it's okay you know what I love about Julia or she says that so at the base, I've given this to clients as therapy clients that get so anxious about stuff, and I have to remind them, are you going to die?
Yeah.
And because when Julia says,
she says that.
She's like, okay, you're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to die. You're not, because.
Well, if they're having a panic attack, you have to remind people that.
You think you're going to die. You think the world's closing. And I actually say that's an important, y'all, if you're stressing out and having this moment of spinning, ask yourself, am I safe? Am I healthy? Am I going to die?
Right.
No. Am I going to get dick tomorrow?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
We'll see.
That's basically it. Is that the show?
That's the show.
Wow. We did it.
We did it.
We did it. Poodle, how do you feel?
I feel great because I didn't have to talk about Mike and Natalie.
Boy, that's coming next episode.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you think it will be before Mike and Natalie, one of them leaves each other? They have a breakup. Because I think they're going to break up many times.
No, they've already said he left, and so she's coming back to the house.
Sorry, once. So,
To scream.
I love that shows him.
Three times at least.
He walks out and goes, and she, even at mass, is going.
That look of total lunacy.
Just one eye blink away, y'all. Anyway, I'm already not excited.
No.
But that's it, y'all. That's why we slogged through this show. So you don't have to. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com
To find out all the shiznit we're doing, check out Extreme Sisters, the first two episodes. Check out the classic Hey that we
mentioned. Don't forget your Dramamine.
Don't forget to. Y'all are a bunch of mother lovers. You came at us with a Mother's Day.
I still
Day
got
cameo.
One to do, but one Mother's Day cameo to do because it's going to be late, but I just haven't had any time.
Well, they booked
I was
on Sunday.
Inundated.
You were inundated. Yeah. Poodle had a lot.
I was inundated like used to be with that lazy Susan.
How
with
many
dicks?
True. How many Civil War letters did you have?
I only had two Mother's Day Civil War letters.
Okay. Now, I have to say,
I have two more birthday Civil War.
People are starting to talk. And
people
and no, in the squad, in our yo, our sissy squad is our the sissy squad is our private.
I
Facebook
think I
group.
Might have an announcement about
okay.
the saloon girl name
that people are talking about. Saloon girls. While you're looking, I just want to remind people. Some of us ask, our sissy squad is not a private group exclusively for Patreon.
No.
I know cray cray and things do that. You don't have to be in our Patreon or Super Sissies. You don't have to do anybody who's on Facebook can join the sissy squad. So
right.
just Google. Or just look up Sissy Squad on Facebook and you'll find it. There's also a link to it in the show notes.
I'm trying to think who
podcast.
Wrote this.
But yes, everybody's coming at you about the saloon girl name. I think I saw some names and I've come. There was somebody named like Diamond
Tooth. Diamond Tooth Lil.
Diamond
was
Tooth
one.
Lil. There was.
I think it was someone on Instagram.
No, it was on Facebook.
No, I'm saying someone who sent me a message.
Oh, okay. This is riveting. I'm glad you were prepared.
No, there's just so many.
You know, I'm just going to vamp.
No, there's
I guess
so
I'll
many.
Just,
where's your boa?
I guess I'm just, ooh, yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, here
hey,
it is.
Boys.
Here it is. 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 Yes. So, Sissy Suzanne says, I've decided to send you my ideas. So some of hers include Miss Poodlein Lenore McClenahan.
Oh, I like that.
I would almost say Poodleline.
Poodleline, okay.
Poodleline, like Adeline. Miss Poodlein Lenore McClenahan.
I do like Poodlein.
Miss Poodelope.
Oh.
Miss Poodelope Lucina Mavis.
Oh, okay.
Lucina Mavis. And then also, I think this might be another one, Miss Poodelina Rosalind Abernathy. And Abernathy is also Abernathy is the name from the Saloon Girls or the guy from Westworld. Abernathy. Mm. That's a fantastic show. Shut up. It's a great show that you refused to watch.
It was boring.
You're incorrect.
Somebody told me, well, you have to watch the first five episodes and then it gets really good. And I'm like, I don't have time for five episodes.
Tandy Newton. Tandy Newton.
The pilot bored me.
You're incorrect.
Anyway, so y'all,
it's just it.
Has a saloon girl wig been ordered?
I haven't ordered it yet, but I need to order.
You're feeling called to this character, aren't
you? I just need to get the boa ready.
Okay.
I need to get the boa ready and the plume for the hair.
Okay, she's coming.
But so don't request them now if you need something in a timely manner.
You can decline them and say, not yet. Request. Right. Check back with me next Tuesday. I'll gladly give you a cameo.
I'll gladly give you a saloon girl cameo today.
For a hand job
for a hamburger. Thursday.
That was a Popeye reference, and three people got it. We need to close this show. Y'all, hey, go to Apple Podcasts, and if you can, leave a 5-star review. We really appreciate that, especially now Apple's like redone their whole system. And so it helps bump us up back up in the system and keeps us going. So we appreciate that very much. We call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you want justice for Tender Greens, come at us. Y'all, Tender Greens is good. Fuck that shit. That made me angry. And I'm getting free food from you, you fucking piece of shit.
Call us.
Call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.